Here I am with the Saturdays, and the last time you were here, it's absolutely freezing cold, snowing. Most people nearly didn't make it, but
yes.
Played a great show that time. But this time, you were the headline act. It must just feel brilliant to do
that.
Yeah,
it's going to be even better. I'm glad you've laid in the weather for us this time. I'm glad you had a word. No, yeah, we're really excited to be here and to be headlining and back again. It's really good. It's nice.
It's gone so fast. Like, we're like nearly halfway through the year, and we started the year with our rehearsals for our tour. Then we did our tour, came off the tour, and it just feels like we've just come off the tour, and now we're halfway through the year and we're headlining tonight. We're like, yeah, it's just a bit of a roller coaster.
But things really seem to be going your way, and you know, we just had the Glamour Awards named Best Band
there.
Yeah.
We're so excited about that. It's like our first major award. So when we came off from collecting our award, everyone, I think, in the whole place heard us backstage screaming. They're like, we can hear the Saturdays still celebrating.
And it was really funny because everyone was like, oh, you girls get really like happy about it. We're like, yes.
Yeah.
Did everyone else not react like this, or is this just us? Yeah. But yeah, no, we're really excited. And now, a year later, we're an award-winning band, so it's very nice.
The only problem now is that once you win one award, you just get hungry and you want to win more.
I know. We need five now, so we can each have one on our mantelpieces.
Yeah. I want to know, who's going to build the trophy cabinet?
Well, definitely not me.
Well, a manager has them, because sometimes, you know, when there's awards for a band, you'll get just one, but we're all thinking that
we're going to order some,
because you want to have them. You know, there's things you have for life in that.
Just casually have it in your apartment when you walk in. Oh, that old thing that everyone sees.
Right next to the door in the hallway.
Yeah.
And I'm right as well in thinking that you're trying to go global and conquer the world now. Like, Notorious, is it going to be the first international single that you do?
Well, we're releasing it in Germany first, so we're going to go over there and do a bit of promo. And, yeah, you know, it's kind of like when you say that, it sounds like a big deal, but with us it's just like we plod along every day and we're doing the next, you know, treating every day as it comes. But yeah, no, it's really, really exciting. It's kind of good that people are gonna see us worldwide. It's quite scary as well.
We're working really hard to kind of just get carried away with it, really. We just kind of knuckle down, get on with it, and it's only every so often that we kind of stop and have a look and go, oh wow, like, oh, we're headlining this and we've just won an award. And it's kind of like, you're like, oh, okay, so our hard work's paying off. But like, seems like we were only together like
yesterday.
So I was just talking to Nicola Roberts before. She'd come off stage and she was terrified because she'd look behind her and there was nobody there. It was just her.
Yeah.
I'd say
that's scary. We kind of do everything together and she's gone from the same thing. It must be really weird not to, like, even in the car on the way up here, it must seem strange. Yeah. But she's wicked. Her song's amazing as well.
But I guess you guys are planning to stick around together for a while yet. Before.
We've still got a long while to go,
Girls Aloud, they kind of dethrone the Spice Girls. Are you kind of looking now to dethrone Girls Aloud? Because Nicola did also say that in the next year or so, or next couple of years, they're going to come back. So do you guys need to get absolutely monster before they come back?
When we came on the scene, they gave us our start, actually. We supported them. We did all the arena tour with them, and they never held us back from starting out, and they actually, in a way, helped us along the way. So if they came back, there's no reason why they can't be both bands, and lots of girls, you know, girl power.
I saw you all tweeting, you know, bring it on Newcastle. Have you been here long? Have you had a chance to check out this time?
It took us forever to get here in the car. We left at 3:30 today and arrived at just after 9:30. So yeah, that wasn't the best going, but you know, we're maybe trying to have a little look in the morning.
And I guess you'll be comfortable now, you know, playing a big place like this. There's a massive crowd out there, and you can hear it from, you know, up here.
Yeah. But I mean, you kind of get used to it, but we'll still get butterflies, and we just get so excited, especially with the Geordies. They are one of the best crowds to play to.
It's overwhelming when you walk on stage and you look out and you see the amount of people that are out there and that.
Will they spot you out on the town afterwards, do you think?
Oh, you never know.
You never know.
We are Notorious after all.
I see what you did there. I wouldn't do that one too often if I were you.